Weiß Bescheid. Im
Gender. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
It's politics and more, and it's only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
All right, good morning, Tennessee Valley, and you are tuned in to Politics and More. And I'm your host here at Politics and More, Shannon Moore, along with my co-host, Rosemary Stainbrook.
Good morning.
And good morning again to everyone who is joining us. Lot to talk about today. So for all of you who are non-South Carolinians, today is South Carolina's primary election day.
It is, and it still looks like Trump is going to be blowing it out of the park.
Now, Rosemary, you don't want to take a bet. Like, I could vote that he'll do good, and then you could vote that that Nikki will be win.
You couldn't get me 5-1 on anything.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I just wanted to make sure.
People never take odds. Don't do it.
Well, the odds on this are looking very good that Donald Trump's going to come out ahead on this. I think the polling has been showing quite literally about a 30-point lead on there. So the questions, and so I don't think there's really going to be any surprise upsets here. In fact, the surprise upset could be that she doesn't do even as well as they've said. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's just assume that the polling's about right. He comes out ahead about 30 points. The question really is she going to continue on in the race?
I honestly think she will. I think she is leeching off her donor base right now, and she's hoping that she has some type of campaign run similar to what Ted Cruz did back in 2016. But she's no Ted Cruz. She's not even a Carly Fiorina. I don't know what she's thinking.
Well, you know, it seems like the whole idea, and this has not been said by her, but it would appear she's kind of hoping that for whatever reason something happens in one of the Trump's legal cases and it essentially disqualifies him from continuing to run. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure how that would happen, and I'm not even completely sure she or her team understand how that would happen, but that almost seems to be the only way that she's going to be the nominee.
I mean, in some weird backwards way, I don't think she means for her narrative to be this, but it almost seems like she's gaming on the possibility that Jack Smith has the upper hand here. And I don't see that type of outcome, and I don't know where she's getting that calculation from.
I don't know. It's one of these things that is almost a political mystery, because most people would have thought she would have dropped out by now.
Yeah.
And most political observers and most people who are involved in politics, or especially people maybe who are involved in counseling these candidates, the political operatives. Of course, a lot of people said, well, they're making money on this, so as long as she stays in, there's always a way that they may suggest she could win the whole thing.
She had a big nonprofit before she decided to run in the first place. So, like, she's an international known name at this point, and she can still make plenty of money off of that, even if she chooses not to go forward with being a presidential candidate.
But there's a certain point in which continuing to run in a race really does not make much sense. Now, I've kind of thought, realistically, that maybe the reason she has stayed in till now is she just really wanted to run for president in her home state.
Maybe.
I mean, that may just really be the thing, that she really wanted to be able to say, hey, she ran for president, she's from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. It's kind of almost a symbolic thing that you know, she felt she had to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Tim Scott almost feels the same way, and Tim Scott has a better chance of being in the cabinet at this point than she does.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what role she would play politically, even if she decided to drop out, other than to continue her nonprofit and somehow be some type of free will ambassador for something. I don't know. But for her to continue down this road and use the rhetoric that she's choosing to use, I don't know who she's trying to convince, because her it's like her base isn't winning anything. I mean, even in New Hampshire, having one delegate out of all of them is not a win. And then coming to South Carolina and polling at 32% and most likely going to end up closer to 28 to 25%. It's like, I still don't know how you can call that winning in any way.
Yeah, I don't know either. And obviously a lot of people think, hey, now's the time to, you know, throw in the towel, except that Donald Trump's going to be the nominee, and for the party to kind of come together, because we have a general election in November, and what's going on right now kind of eats up money that could go towards a general election.
Well, that is, like, as well, there's a lot of GOP states or state committees that, like, their coffers are empty. Like, Nevada has nothing in their war chest, and there's other states that are very low and also have not that much to work with. And if Nikki Haley really does not want Biden to have a second term, she has to start acting like it and not necessarily think that she is the only option, and thinking that Trump is so vulnerable that he won't actually make the nomination.
Well, I think we talked about, certainly like we talked about this last week, but we're like, you know, what would happen if he somehow got disqualified? But, you know, Ron DeSantis and Vivek, they just suspended their campaign.
Yeah.
So I suppose
they kind of kissed and made up.
They're, yeah,
like, we're good. Yeah.
They could always, like, restart them, I suppose. I just, again, I don't know if anybody other than her true inner circle there really knows why she has stayed in it this long. And if she actually is serious about going forward, why you would do that given the circumstances? It really, logically, at least from a political standpoint, it doesn't seem like it's making a lot of sense. But, you know, we'll probably see.
I mean, if money keeps flowing, I can understand why she would stay in. But for the sake of the GOP and for the sake of 2024, I don't know why she would think that this is a smart thing to do. I mean, if she wants to go down the road of, you know, eventually sounding like a whiny Republican, you know, go down the Romney route, go down the Cheney route, like, go ahead, you can do that. That's fine. You know, be half loved by CNN and MSNBC, and, you know, become a contributor and blah blah blah. But I don't necessarily, it's like, I don't know how that would really brand her well, even with her nonprofit, in order to keep doing it.
You know, Rosemary, that's actually kind of funny, because there has been kind of a group of Republicans that have kind of fit into that.
Yeah.
That, and they are loved by the left-wing media, because they always are on there,
like,
getting their opinions.
Like, they like you as a puppet, but they don't like you. They don't actually support you.
No, but it has become kind of a career path for Republicans who have kind of on the outs with the Republican Party, and want to say they've risen so much above the partisan politics. And Liz Cheney and Romney, they kind of fit within that.
They definitely do. But it's like, they like to say that they have this bird's eye view of whatever this entire game is, and somehow they're above it, and they take the high road, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have any friends from the place that you said that you were standing, and then you're just cuddling up to people that want to use your face, not actually care what's coming out of it, I don't see how that's beneficial to what they want to do in the first place.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more here on Politics and More.